Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shania Twain there with Forever and For Always.
I could have picked a better song.
Did she ever tweet you back or respond
no.
to your tweet? Chase tweeted her.
He has invited Shania to the wedding and she has not responded yet. Now, you still have till September. There's still a chance.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is there's a chance that she might accept and come to the wedding.
Yes. I know I'm going to get in trouble for this. Username on air Chase. Go and share it as many times as possible. I have got to get her at the wedding. I will make a spot. Look, I will make you, I will get you two plates. There's only one other person getting two plates, and that is Dale.
Now, could she sit on the front with the family if she comes?
She could sit in Kelsey's seat, I think, the way
she
Chase
could stand where Kelsey is standing, for all I care.
And now she's probably, there's probably an open spot there right now.
Wait, what?
That would be weird. It's Weird Wednesday, and that would be weird.
But she would have her own seat. She'd have her own. She could.
It could be her day.
His mind can't even handle the possibilities. He's just thinking about it is mind blowing to him that she could possibly be at the wedding.
And you hear those stories, poor Chase, because you hear those stories of people who accidentally showed up, like Justin Timberlake accidentally showed up, Bill Murray, Tom Hanks. They just, I just happen to be in the same place your wedding is.
That's funny because I invited Sherry Berry to the wedding.
Good.
I feel like Sherry Berry's probably starting to get it. We talked to her last week. You can catch up on that interview on our podcast on 93.1wolfcountry.com. And Chase has been like tweeting her left and right.
Yes.
He got a t-shirt with her picture on it. It's a little excessive.
It is. It's a little weird. You've got a picture that says Sherry Berry lifts me up.
Hey, that's because our buddy in the back here that works here told me about it. And okay. I said, you know what? Best $25 I've ever spent.
Yeah, but it's just like enough. Stop.
Weird Wednesday is getting weirder.
You're making us look bad, too. Well,
speaking of Weird Wednesday, it's 8:06, and I wanted to give you a Weird Wednesday Nimrod news. There's a 40-year-old guy in southern Japan. Now, there's some weird stuff in Japan anyway. Weird to us anyway. We just got arrested for stealing three tennis rackets from a locker room. But he was not planning to sell them. And you're asking yourself
snowshoes.
plan. I like the way you're thinking. I like the way you're improvising there. He wasn't going to do that. He said that after he was in custody, he told the cops that he just really likes the, quote, smell of sweat that seeps into the racket handle.
Oh, that's gross.
Oh, yeah.
They had a combined value of about $200. He stole them back in August of 2017 and just now got arrested. What's amazing to me is that the cops stayed on a case like that for that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to find those three tennis rackets. Move that to the top of the priority list. Roll call every morning, guys. Tennis rackets, find them.
I'll be honest with you. That's a new kind of thing, I guess you would say. What's the word?
Fetish?
Yeah, that's a new kind of fetish I've heard of.
Listen, you name any weird thing, and somebody's got some fetish for it.
Yeah, have you ever looked at this? Have you ever searched?
don't give away any of your search searches.
Three.
Oh, no, I won't. Google and I, tight-lipped.
93.1, The Wolf, hello.
Dale.
Yes.
Look, hey, did you know that Hunter Hayes is in Greensboro? His bus is broke down somewhere in Greensboro. And he is on his way to Campbell College to do a show tonight.
Oh, we need to find him, don't we?
Yeah, he's somewhere in Greensboro. I was listening to a notation, and they're supposed to be interviewing him, and he's broke down somewhere in Greensboro.
Oh, we should go find him.
Yeah, let's get on that. Thanks for the tip, man. We're on it right now.
All right, see ya.
All right, bye. All right, I'm guessing that the Boner Show was going to interview him, and they can't locate him. We got to find him. Did you tweet him?
I did just now.
All
from
right.
Username 93_TheWolf.
Find him. That is your job right now.
All right.
Find him.
I'm going to load up every single traffic camera.
We'll find him on there somewhere. That bus is broken down, and we're going to find it because we got to get him on the air and find out on the way to Campbellsville.
I told him to call in.
Did you get it out? Have you got the tweet out?
Yeah, I got it out there. So
good. All right. So we're on that.
If you've seen the bus, 680 Wolf, we want to know where it is.
Yes, surely somebody out there knows where it is. 8:11 the time. Look at the day we've got going here. Beautiful. We're already up into the mid-50s, going up to 80 today. Let me repeat that. The high today, 80.
Woo-hoo-hoo. 80. This is a slow clap for
you. I know.
Warming and
by the way, you had a good picture yesterday from out on Hanging Rock.
Yes.
I saw you out there. You're almost meditative, contemplative out there at the Hanging Rock.
I had a gorgeous hike. A friend and I drove up, and it was beautiful out. When I went before, it was January and freezing, so this was great. Nice, clean, dry hike up there. And we hung out, sat on the rocks for a little bit, hung out talking, and snapped some pictures and hiked back down.
Look at you.
Did you take any food with you, like any protein bars or anything to eat while you're up
there? I like these Kind bars.
I know. You have a stack of them back there.
Yeah, so I took a couple of those. I didn't eat because it was also Taco Tuesday, and I wanted to be hungry for my tacos, which I did make. I did some Taco Bell original seasoning on my ground beef. Some pico, how do you say it? Pico de gallo?
Pico de gallo.
Guac, a little bit of Fiesta Blend shredded cheese, and I crunched up some hint of lime chips to
Sounds
put on for
delicious.
A little crunch.
All right, we're gonna take a break and get to the phones. Okay, so Hunter Hayes' bus is broken down somewhere in Greensboro. We don't know where. We're trying to locate it. We're trying to track that bus down. If you know where it is, please, if you've seen one, call us at 680-WOLF.
There is a black tour bus that is right downtown Greensboro in front of the Cone Denim.
Well, here's the problem with that. That's Carly Pierce is there tonight, so I bet that's her bus. I'm getting here early to unload the gear.
I tweeted both of them just in case. Hunter Hayes and Carly Pierce.
Well, stay on Hunter Hayes. Bomb him. I don't care what it takes. Just bomb. We got to find this guy.
Can we take a moment to appreciate the Secret Service voice we just got from Alicia?
Yeah.
There is a blunt bus.
By the way, that was Alicia from Wrangler. She works at Wrangler downtown. She's down there every day. And she noted that the tour bus was parked unusually, sort of haphazardly, sticking out into the street there.
Probably a woman driver, am I right?
Oh!